We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jones, and then day-to-day will be Vlad Dukas and Trent Murphy. And with that, we'll open it up to questions.
What happened? Did you reveal to any degree what the injury is to Josh's elbow?
Yeah, just, you know, it's at this point, I'll leave that up to the docs and we'll go from there, but it's a week-to-week situation.
Considering in the past that you used that term for guys that had to sit out, does that mean it would kind of put them in the long shot range to play this weekend?
Yeah, we'll see. I'll know a little bit more tomorrow, but we'll see.
So we have basically all options on the table still as far as Josh, Nathan, or Derek going into this week?
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
Obviously, you have to consider all options and where do you go as far as if Josh is unable to play. Do you have confidence that in Nathan to resume that job given the interceptions, or and or is Derek in any position to be ready, having been out, you know, picked off the street like a week ago?
Yeah, that's something we're working through right now, working through that with our offensive staff.
Sean, you said you were going to look at the tape to evaluate Nathan's performance. What did you, after taking a look at it, what did you think?
I thought the early part of his game, where he came in, made some good throws, had the touchdown to Zay, moved the ball a little bit for us, had some what I thought were good throws on third down, one to Chris in the flat, one to, I believe it was Andre over the middle on a third and long. And then the second part of it wasn't good enough. So turning the ball over, I can't do that.
Sean, given what transpired yesterday and really what's happened the majority of the time to Nate Thurst, how do you justify to your team or to the fan base, whoever, playing him again?
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from on that. That's something that, as like I said earlier here, we're working through. And you know, number one, I got to put the right guy out there that I feel like is best for our football team. I understand the fans and that sentiment, but at the same time, I've got to do what we feel is best for the football team moving forward.
And how about the locker room?
Best for the football team.
Where would you say Derek is knowledge of the system so far?
Yeah, he's in a work in progress, just having joined us last week. So, you know, he's working hard along with our quarterbacks coach and Brian to get up to speed.
How much does his experience from almost 10 years ago now with Browns play tonight?
There's some carryover. Terminology is somewhat different, but there's some carryover, yes.
How quickly do you think how was the challenge for Derek to get up to speed? If he is the guy that you have to play this week, what's the challenge in, you know, him only being here for a week so far?
Well, just not, I think the newness of whether it's the offense to some extent, whether it's the players he'd be working with, there's just familiarity and you build trust over the course of reps together and so on and so forth. So, you know, that's part of the challenge.
What is your personal level of confidence right now?
I'm confident in every football player on our team. And you know, with respect to Nate, it's no different. I know he had some good plays yesterday. I know there were some plays he'd like to have back. I'm confident in every football player on our team.
When you say you'll know more tomorrow about Josh, is there another test that needs to happen? What will change between now and tomorrow?
Just communication from the docs and seeing how Josh is overnight. I just take it one day at a time.
Do you view this as a setback for him in terms of his development?
With Josh? Yeah. Anytime you're not out there, that's the hardest part about this is him not being able to be out there to finish the game in those critical moments of the game to get the valuable experience, right, that with the game on the line in that situation, similar to the week before. I thought he gained a lot of experience through that situation, and anytime you can take one more rep, you're gaining experience, valuable experience.
Sean, you say that you have confidence in every player, and that includes Nate. What specifically makes you confident in him, given what we've seen from him so far?
I understand where you're coming from on that. And you know, when you look at the total body of work, I understand that it didn't turn out well. I've got to evaluate the other plays that were good as well with a young player to see if we can build on that in terms of where we go in the future.
Yesterday, we had a report about Kelvin's pregame workouts, and you said you were going to look into it. Have you had a chance to do that? And if so, are you satisfied with the way he prepares himself to get ready for the game?
The research that I was able to do and follow up on, I'm very comfortable with the answers that I got, both from Josh and from Kelvin. And I appreciate those of you that put the time in to research it and follow up on it the right way and report on it the right way. Some things happen in pregame warm-up. The guys have their own rituals. And what was conveyed to me was that Josh asked Kelvin if he was good, if he needed anything else, and Kelvin said he was good and ready to go.
Sean, when you look at Derek and whether he would potentially be ready to go this week, would that then, going a step further, make it unrealistic that if you even consider someone outside of the organization, would it be unrealistic for them to be up to speed to potentially start on Sunday?
Yeah, that'd be a long shot, depending on who it is. Again, Brandon and I talk about a lot of things, but right now, we're just going to take it one day at a time, one step at a time.
Sean, when it comes to Josh, is this a significant enough injury where he needs to sit back and let some healing take place, or can he kind of buck up and play through it?
Yeah, like I said, we're gonna take it one day at a time right now. It's week to week, the way we're listing him, and I'm just going to take it one day at a time.
What was his issue when he tried to make that second play after the injury, came up to the line and shaved his hand? What was his problem as far as feeling in the hand or ability to throw? What was happening?
Yeah, and that's more of a medical question, Mike. So I think that what everyone saw was he just couldn't function, and so he did the smart thing and took a knee and we got somebody else in there, Nate in this case.
In regards to that late drive where Nate threw the pick six, what made you guys decide to push the ball downfield and try to score and put the game in Nate's hands?
Well, just overall, you look at time on the clock and knowing that they had two timeouts left, and you say, hey, do you want to sit on it or do you want to try and stay aggressive and go win the football game? Really, up to that point in time, I thought we were moving the ball at times, and Nate had some success. So, you go back and you evaluate every situation, that being one of them.
The week before, you were able to win the game running the ball on a drive like that. Was there any consideration given to maybe put the ball in Shady's hands a little bit more instead of the backup quarterback?
Well, when you look at it, with no timeouts left, I'm not sure how much – you want to run the ball in that situation. You got to pick your spots, So no timeouts left, some meat on the clock there, but you got to be conscious of the clock running in those moments and not being able to put yourself in position. But you look at it all different ways and you go back and evaluate.
John, I know you said you have confidence in all your players, including Nathan, but confidence in them play and confidence in them to start are two different things, especially at that position. Do you have confidence in Nathan Peterman to start another game if he needs to?
I'm going to address what I addressed earlier. I have confidence in every player on our roster, whether it's to start or to play. If you are on our roster, there's times where you may be called upon to start. So that's just the way the NFL works.
What was your reaction to some of the public comments that Tre'Davious made towards DeAndre Hopkins after the game last night?
I'm not aware of those. I'd be happy. Why don't you share them with me, Mike?
Essentially said that they were trying to hide him and keep him away from the Texans were trying to keep DeAndre away from Tre'Davious during the game. That he only had two catches against Tre'Davious in the game is essentially what he was saying, and then he later deleted that.
Yeah, just overall, Trey's a competitive. If that is in fact what happened, Trey's a competitive young man and a good young player for us. So. And so is Hopkins. I know he's a heck of a football player as well. It was a good battle to watch overall. I think Trey won some of those and Hopkins won some, but overall it was a good competitive battle to watch.
What do you attribute the turnaround in the defense after the first six quarters to the level they're playing at right now? I mean, it just seems so sudden and such a big swing to where they were to where they are now.
Yeah, they've done a good job. I've seen an uptick in the urgency, an uptick in the discipline and just the identity overall of the defense, and that's been fun to watch. It really has, and they're playing at a high level. Some opportunities yesterday that I thought we could have done a better job with, but we'll learn from those. I'm confident and move forward.
What
What went so wrong on special teams yesterday, and how do you fix that going forward?
Well, you start with taking care of the football. You can't put the football on the turf and expect to win games and create less than ideal field position for our football team. And then protection on the punt. We've got to make sure we protect, give ourselves a chance to execute there. And there were some good moments, but overall not good enough to win the game.
You took a very cautious approach through the offseason developing Josh and had to rush him in. Or you had to rush him in ahead of schedule because Nathan Peterman struggled in the first game. Are you in any ways concerned or have any regrets over maybe speeding up that learning curve for Josh and not allowing him a little bit more time on the sideline before he was thrust into the fire?
You focus on what's in front of us, and what's in front of us is his career and playing and him learning through those reps. And you don't take too much time to look in the past. And, I think he's done a good job. He learned from his first start to his second start, and I thought he made some good plays yesterday. The ball over the middle to Kelvin is a great example. I thought he made some good throws, and there were some throws that he'd like to have back, but I saw him use his feet, the added dimension of his feet, to make some valuable yards for us. So, and again, it's unfortunate that he went down because that was a game, in that third and rest of the third and fourth quarter that he could have benefited from playing it.
Sean, as well as the defense has played the last several games, do you have any concerns? What concerns, if any, do you have about frustration setting in that maybe the offense isn't been able to keep up with that?
Well, overall, I think, when you look at it's never just one side, right? So it's complementary football. We didn't at times yesterday play complementary football, and we've got to do a better job with that, meaning extend drives. I think we had one or two three and outs overall, but pre-snap penalties. We have the first drive, for example. We go into opponent's territory, scoring position, ball at the 35, 36-yard line, and we jump off sides. And you look at the difference in the game, potentially at the end of it, they get a field goal to tie it. If we're up six, we're forcing them to go for it on what would have been maybe fourth and goal from the 7-8-yard line there. So that's what our young team has to understand, that those are valuable moments, even though they're early, that can change a game late in the game in the fourth quarter there.
You made a comment a couple weeks ago about Zay making plays at the end of the game, and then the next week made a few bigger plays, and the next week got the touchdown. Do you see that building in that way, and that confidence building in him?
I do. He's worked hard, and I think he's done a good job. He's made incremental gains, and I'm seeing some signs of confidence, which I like, and he's worked hard, like I said, during the week, and that carries over to the game as well. And I think he made a big catch on the sideline as well yesterday, as a couple other plays that were big for us.
Sean, most weeks you put a lot of guys on the active game day roster that help you in special teams pretty much Premier League. And this past game, when special teams kind of let you down a little bit, Julian Stanford was inactive and Dante Johnson was active, even though he didn't get a snap on either defense or special teams. What was the thinking behind that? Why didn't you dress Stanford over Johnson?
We were a little dinged up at corner, with Trey a little bit there. And then with Raff coming back and Taryn. So it was just a numbers deal. But overall, you're right. We have built this roster so we can establish field position and play good, solid special teams. And to your point, we haven't done that the last 2 weeks. We've got to get back to doing that.
What went wrong with some of the procedure penalties you guys were getting before the snap on offense?
Yeah, inexcusable. I mean, some of those are young players, but they're not all young players. And when you beat yourself pre-snap, that's hard to come back from. And like I mentioned earlier, we had the ball, I think it was first and 10 at the plus 36-yard line on the first drive, and we jump off sides and take ourselves out of what could potentially have been 3 points. So, that speaks to the being disciplined, and pre-snap penalties, they're inexcusable.
So, I guess you kind of just said it there, but do you attribute that to a lack of discipline, a lack of, focus? What do you attribute that to?
It's probably a little bit of both, a lack of overall concentration. Some of those are young players, and they're trying to think about 8 million things instead of going through the progression. So we've got to simplify things in that regard or build it in a progression where they've got it down, where they're handling the first thing, which is the snap count. And that's a tough environment, right, with the crowd noise and everything and the silent count. But those are situations we have to handle, and I'm confident those players will handle that those situations better moving forward.
Sean, almost forgot about Vlad Dukas. What's his status right
He's day to day. Yeah, I think I mentioned him the first time through. Yeah, Joe.
The coach, is it a little frustrating? It seems like, from my vantage point, they kind of pick and choose sometimes. I don't want you to say anything bad about the officials, but those pre-snap formation penalties are tough sometimes because sometimes they look right. Maybe there's an inch here, an inch there. How do you, a guy is so far away from the ball sometimes, I know he's got to ask the official to talk. Can that get a little frustrating from a coach's standpoint for what they're looking for and what they're not looking for on a week-to-week basis?
To some extent, but overall, that would be an excuse, and I'm not going there. That's on us. We've got to get that corrected. And like I said before, it's inexcusable. You can't play winning offense or defense for that matter, or special teams when you hurt yourself pre-snap.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.